Hey, are you ready for part two of my conversation with Jeannie Heaton? If you haven't listened to last week's episode, go back and check it out first because we are picking up right where we left off and I don't want you to miss any of it. This is a good one. I'm so glad you're here with us. Hello, and welcome to the Meet Me on Your Mat podcast, the space to get and stay inspired to keep up a lifelong yoga practice. My name is Tori, and I'm a yoga teacher that loves to explore the why of someone's practice. And that's what we do here. Expect conversations with real people that step on their mat daily, even though it would be easier to do something else with their time. Career, kids, the ups and downs of life, and yoga, we are going to talk about it all. Let's get started.
When I had written that, made that promise into the world, where I then was like, one posture at a time was born.
Okay.
Like in that, yeah.
Like in that moment, you thought, yeah. How can I do this?
Yeah. And then it haunted me, you know, that if I don't keep this promise, same way I had to go back and tell the truth, same way, you know, we make commitments and try to keep them today, you know, that I didn't want to use over it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, it's all about integrity, and I'm kind of the same way. Like, if I tell someone I'm going to do something, they know it's going to get done. Like, it will get done.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Because I don't like to promise things. Or if I cannot do it, I will come back to them and tell them why I cannot do it, you know. Yeah. But it is about having that whole integrity of your word. It just makes your life so much easier. So much easier.
Totally. And, you know, that goes back to that thing, too, of because I'm going to tell you, every minute of everything, I'm always trying to get out of stuff in my brain. Like, even this podcast, I'm like, maybe we could reschedule. I don't really know what, I don't know. Like, I don't know my time. Like, I'm always in this fear thing of like, it's not, I'm not really prepared. Maybe, you know, and then I just go back to that thing of, nope, just pick up your foot.
Yeah.
Just get on the Zoom. Just click the link. Let it happen. Like, you don't have to be prepared. Just get on there.
Yeah, you just need to sit there and chat.
Yeah, it's just, and that kind of fear has kept me, you know, stuck. You know, today we have the fancy word for it, anxiety.
Oh, sure.
You know, I'm anxious. I suffer with anxiety. No, you don't. You're just terrified. You're this little, teeny, vulnerable human walking the planet. Of course you're terrified. Like, just get to, but we can't say that in our culture, right? Like, it's not cool to say I'm terrified.
Yeah.
It's easier to go, I have anxiety, and let's prescribe you some medication.
Yeah.
Really? What about teaching a way to breathe? What about teaching a way to, like walk through this? What about yin?
Yeah.
You're spending $60,000 a year to go to UGA. Of course, you're anxious. You're going to fail. You don't need medication. You know what I mean? I mean, maybe you need medication. I don't know. But at the end of the day, it's just so easy to prescribe a pill rather than do the, and swallow the pill rather than do the work that it takes to really address the deep-seated fear.
Yes.
You know? And walk through it. It doesn't mean the fear goes away.
Mm-hmm.
It means that you just have one more sort of reference of how I faced a fear today.
Yes. You know? Yes, and it's in some instances, please, like there are instances where people really do need a medication to help with whatever is happening. But then there are situations where it's like, well, you could have sought out a different tool first. It just would have not been convenient, you know.
Well, to just try, like Gabor Mate, who is my favorite addiction specialist, says, you know, all of these autoimmunes that we have given ourselves as a culture, that he believes asthma, Parkinson's, MS, you know, ALS, all of these autoimmunes where the body starts attacking itself is environmental, of course, because of our environment. But what he says, what happens in the body is the stress, the cortisol and adrenaline that's running through our body goes like, you know, DEFCON 5, like a DEFCON 10. Like, it's coursing through our body such huge amounts that we don't have any self-regulation, right? So the yoga forces you by being in that stillness to self-regulate. So you're literally stimulating sympathetic nervous system in the posture and then coming back to parasympathetic rest and digest. So you're trying to change every 10 seconds, 20 seconds, 30 seconds, 90 seconds, this movement of sympathetic, parasympathetic, sympathetic, parasympathetic, sympathetic. So you're training the central nervous system to go back into self-regulation so you can learn how to self-regulate. So what happens when you have so much cortisol, adrenaline, fear, anxiety, whatever, and you don't find a way to address it and you use a pill instead, what's usually in the pill is more adrenaline and cortisol. That makes no freaking sense.
You're right.
You've given yourself this autoimmune because there's too much stress and cortisol in your body because you haven't found a way to address it. And now what we're going to do is give you more cortisol, more steroids, more adrenaline, more, because we got to kick your immune system into gear more because your immune system is fried.
Yeah.
And that's what's going on with me right now with sort of this neuropathy. And the only thing that my friend Amy at Fuel said to me just the other day, she says, my daughter and I always say that when we have the injury, the only cure, you know, we go to yoga, we don't feel good, whatever, the only cure is more yoga.
Oh, gosh,
and that's
yeah.
just it. That's just it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, I always think there's an easier, softer way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, it doesn't make sense what we're doing as a culture, you
yes.
know?
For sure. For sure. So going back to the development of one posture at a time, how many years were you teaching before you started really establishing what one posture, or actually tell me what one posture at a time is first. Then we'll talk about the history.
One posture at a time is a nonprofit with Jeff and Marty Chen. They're under, I'm an ambassador under their umbrella of Pure Action.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, they get the science of yoga. So that's what I love about what they do, is they always are looking prove the science of hot yoga practice and just yoga, you know, and what it does for the body and your heart and your lungs and your brain and your mind and your central nervous system and all of these things, your blood vessels, so that, you know, they're always one. And so one of the pieces, when I found them online, and Jeff brought me to Texas, and I taught, I had already been teaching at some drug facilities in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So I had just gone back to the facility I was in.
Okay.
And I was like, you know, rather than sitting around the backyard smoking cigarettes and talking shit about everyone, including ourselves, maybe we should get on a yoga mat and do some yoga. And they loved the idea. They were like, okay, you know, and that was where I really started to learn, like, you know, even though I didn't have the heat, even though, like, I had to really just stick to the yoga, because everybody has an excuse, you know, why they can't do it. And of course, like, what is locking my knee going to do to get my kids back?
Yeah.
I've lost my kids. I've lost my house. I've lost, I'm looking at a jail sentence. I'm, you know, basically here just beating a bid, trying to get off drugs so I don't have to go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and you're telling me to lay, you know, get on a yoga mat, pick up my foot. Like, bitch, that makes no sense. Like, I don't have time for this.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand, like, I totally understand that. And so I just try to meet them where they are. And I was doing that in New York. And then I went to Jeff to try to, you know, get like a way to, I did not want to run my own nonprofit.
Okay.
I have no interest. I have no interest. I don't want to do the money. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do the, you know, I just want to be able to raise money, you know, and have it under an umbrella of a bigger nonprofit, and also gets it out there more too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then COVID hit, of course. So we've just been in this down time. But I've been teaching all along. We didn't miss a beat. We did it on the Zoom the whole time with the drug program.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. We did the whole time.
That's amazing.
It's hard, but they did it. Yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing. And they were able to log on and get it done.
Yeah.
And
because they had to move everything too.
I bet.
Their family groups and, you know,
yeah,
all that stuff.
And so how many years has One Pastor at a Time officially been in the works?
9 years. 9 years. Yeah.
Congratulations.
We did it right away. I went down to see Jeff 2012.
Okay.
So, yeah. Sometimes I say that and I think, God, we should be so much further along. But, you know, like I was telling you in the beginning, it's on such a granular level. It's so gritty. It's like, it's literally like one body at a time. So when you send me your donations for us, like you just paid for one month of yoga. I mean, more than a month, two months of yoga for, you know, one of our students who otherwise could not come.
But it's not, let me kind of help you with that perception. It's not, I know it feels granular if it's just one person, but that person is affecting every person that they touch. And if this is helping them to stay clean and to stay on the side of sober and be an active participant in our world in a positive way, then I don't think that's granular at all, you know?
And I have to tell you, like Jolynn Conine, who owns Fuel, that's the reason I moved down here, was her entire mission is to give yoga to the world. This woman is compelled to do whatever she can, and she gives a lot of free yoga under my nonprofit. I'm like, no, you have to let us raise the money for that, you know?
Yeah.
But she's incredible.
Yeah.
She's like, there is not one person. Like, if you need yoga, Jolynn Conine will make sure that you get yoga.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whatever that looks like, however that is. If you have to karma clean, if you have to, you know, put a little skin in the game. Like, but there is no way that no one in this community, and it's not like that in New York. I mean, mind you, New York is awesome, but there's just not enough room on schedules in New York City.
Yeah.
Or, not only room on schedules, but more just like the money piece. Like, yoga rooms are $15,000 a month rent.
Sure.
Like, how are they going to make time and space for, you know? And believe me, they do. They
try.
They all have. Bikram Yoga Soho gave me Sunday afternoons, you know?
Mm-hmm.
For a long time, and that was really
that's
cool.
Amazing.
Monique and Susan, yeah, that was such a gift. That's really when it started to happen. With my friend Stacy Gerald and Frank King, they both in New York, like, were really like holding me up through that.
Yeah,
you know, it takes a village. Like, you can't just put on a yoga class. You know,
and I love Frank King. He's a big supporter of all of this stuff. So I love that you guys are connected.
Oh, I love Frank. Frank is like my. I was in New York recently, and I didn't get to see him, so I'm like so guilty.
He's such a great
friend. I love Frank. He was my first. He was my partner in the beginning. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I knew you guys were connected. I didn't know how. So I'm so glad that you are, because he's a great guy.
He really helped me a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great guy.
So what have you seen from the people who participate in One Posture at a Time? Do you have any stories or maybe just a couple of examples of some of the people that have come through One Posture at a Time and how it's helped them?
Oh my God, there's so many, but there's one when I was in the methadone, the abstinence program that I was in, where I'd taken yoga back there to them. And this guy was like so defiant. He was like, I'm not doing yoga, I'm going in the backyard, I'm smoking, screw you, a lot of curse words, you know. And he's like, I'm on 5 milligrams. It's a very slow detox of methadone there, so it's painful. It's tough. And it took me 5 months to get off the methadone. So very slow, slow detox. It's called Methadone to Abstinence Program. Very few of them in our country. They want you to just get on methadone and die on methadone. And I'm going to tell any methadone addicts out there, you do not have to die on methadone. Call me. I will walk you through how to demand that you get off methadone. If you want to get off methadone, you can get off methadone. But I didn't know that. I really thought I was doomed, Once I got on a methadone program, it was the end, because then I found benzodiazepines like Xanax and Valium. I was just laying down in the street going to sleep. Like, I was just, like, it was bad. But I go back in that program. This guy's on 5 milligrams. He's mandated by the courts. He's really pissed off. He wants to leave. He wants to use. And I'm like, look, all you have to do is just get on your mat. Just get on your mat and try. And then start with the breathing. That's all I ask. And after the breathing, if you want to leave, you can leave. So he did the breathing. And I was like, look, after Half Moon, you did that. Now, if you want to leave after Half Moon, you can leave. And that was kind of how it's been. Was for me in my beginning recovery. It's like, okay, after lunch, I'll leave here and I'll go use drugs, right? And then lunch would happen and I'd be like, all right, maybe I'll wait till after 3 o'clock. The group is up. All right, maybe I'll wait till dinner. I would like to eat. I don't have a place to go anyway. You know, maybe I'll wait. Like, so I was just like little by slowly, like, look, after the next pose, you can leave. After the, you know, or you can just lay down or you can whatever. He stayed the whole class. He didn't do the whole class. He did lay down.
Okay.
And when we got to the very end, it was Savasana, and I did a long guided relax the body Savasana, like a nidra. And the guy was like, also before this, he was like, I hadn't slept in 2 weeks, and I know he feels like that. He had slept, but it feels like that.
Sure.
The body is so awake when you're detoxing opiates that you feel like, I'm never going to sleep again. The guy was sound asleep.
Oh, wow.
And he was snoring. And Stacy and I were like, oh my God. Like, we're trying not to say a word, but we're just like looking at each other, like tears are pouring down our face. And I'm look and I tap each other participant. I'm like, don't say a freaking word. You be quiet, you leave. And that guy slept for 2 hours.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's amazing.
It's little things like that, that like I just cry now thinking about it. Like, that he was just was able to find some peace.
Yeah.
You know, even if it was just for, you know, like you said, even if it's just one person, even if it's just for 2 minutes, you know, even if it's just to find peace, you know, and you forget all that freedom, just peace, you know, to be at peace. And that was absolute, that moment sticks with me so much. I mean, there's so many moments, but. Yeah.
I bet. Yeah, that's, it's amazing, you know?
Yeah,
that's beautiful. I love that. So what today, post-COVID, does one posture at a time look like? Are you still doing online classes or?
No, we're actually back in facilities.
Okay.
Everybody's vaccinated and the students are, clients at the facility, there's about, right now there's about 11.
Okay.
And we go in, you know, we Tuesday, Thursday, Saturdays, and we teach to the drug program there, and, you know, we teach, come in, we're trying now to up it to a little vinyasa.
Okay.
It's typical, what we, my job is to just plant seeds. Like that little seed of that little nap that guy got.
Sure.
You know, I don't care if they do yoga, they run, they jump, they swim, they, you know what I mean? Go to the gym. But the idea is to just connect mind and body, you know, brain and body to find mind, right? So if we can connect using the body part as the medium, because you know that saying is that the opposite of addiction is not sobriety, the opposite of addiction is connection, you know? We're disconnected, so we use the drug and the booze or the food or the men or the shop, you know, gambling, whatever, to connect.
Yep.
And it's false connection. So that if I can find a real connection, so that is what the goal there is, to just to go in, plant those seeds of connection so that when they leave, because they're only there for, this is only a kind of a 28-day place.
Okay.
So it's not like we can, you know. But when they get out, Jolynn offers them 1 week, one posture at a time, at fuel for free, awesome. Or 1 month. So they, when they graduate their program, they get to come for a month if they like. And they can, reminding me, I need to put someone in class. I'm like, grabbing my phone. Oh, no,
great.
I gotta put that phone. So people in our community who, you know, they get to come to class. and who have finished the program. And that's sort of the, hopefully they matriculate in. I would say maybe one out of 50 matriculate in. That just lets you know how hard it is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is like yoga is for everybody, but not everybody wants it, right?
That's right.
It's one of those things.
Not everybody gets the benefit. Yeah. I always say it's like when you reach your bottom with addiction, it's like, you know, when you're at your bottom, you'll try anything. Mm-hmm. And so the ones that end up coming in are the ones you think would never do it. They're always the ones you think, well, I'm like, oh, that girl's definitely going to come.
Yeah.
Never see her. And then the one guy in the back who's like destroyed like me, track marks up and down his arm, you know, been doing crystal meth for the last 3 years, is like toothless, you know, like because the meth ate their teeth. Like this guy is coming.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, because he's done. He's out of options, you know?
Yeah.
Hot yoga is kind of like that, you know, the last house on the left. That's why it's so hard as a studio owner.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
You know?
It is. Because it's, you know, and because there's so many options today as well. You know, I've been talking a lot on the podcast lately that it's a beautiful time because of that. And in so many ways, like if you don't vibe with something, then you get to, like, you can go, there's so many different kinds of yoga. There's so many different options for you. And so don't give up if you could take one yoga class and, you know, that one wasn't for you or that teacher wasn't for you. It's fine.
Go try whatever works, you know.
Go try. I mean, give it an honest to goodness try and go somewhere else. Like maybe that studio or that venue or the way they teach didn't speak to you, or it was, you know, or you like something that's a little bit more spiritual. You like something that's not spiritual at all. You know, it's like, it's all out there.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, Jeannie, I do have a little bit of a lightning round. All right. So just one word answers just to wrap up our conversation. And if you and this is the thing, and people who have listened to the podcast know this, if you have more to say than one word, I ain't going to stop you.
Okay. All right.
Because I want to hear what you have to say.
You can tell I have a lot to say. Oh my God.
Okay, no, that's okay.
I'm going to try to do the direction.
Okay. You try, but it's okay if it doesn't work out. I got more to say.
All right.
One word to describe yoga.
Love.
Aw, that's good. Your least favorite posture of the moment?
Cobra.
Really? Okay.
Always.
Your favorite posture of the moment?
Down dog.
Oh, yeah. Why?
It's just the lengthening of the whole back body.
Yeah, I do love a down dog. A really good one, too.
Used to hate it.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't strong enough. But again,
down. It is something that you have to evolve to love.
Yes. Like Jolene always says, it eventually feels like Savasana. And in the beginning, I was like, eventually, right. And she was right.
We have a rolling joke in my community that down dog is a resting posture. And it's the truth, but it doesn't feel like it.
No, you know, not at first.
Uh-huh. Not at first until all of a sudden it does.
Yeah.
A memorable correction or adjustment that you've received throughout the years.
Be still.
Yeah, it's a good one. If you could get one person on their mat that has yet to practice or has stopped practicing, who would it be?
This is hard because he's dead. It's my significant other who died.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
He died. It'll be 3 years September. We were together 29 years. We were through it all. Went through it all together.
Wow.
He kicked me to the curb. He had had enough with me. I mean, we broke up for a long time. But he died from a disease like ALS.
Okay.
So that's where my interest comes in all of this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Central nervous autoimmune diseases. It's called body inclusion myositis, where the muscles waste away.
Yeah.
The muscle wasting disease.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so what do they want to put you on? More steroids. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would say if I could get him, and he did try, God bless him, but his muscles were wasting, so he couldn't Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very similar to ALS.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry, Gina.
Yeah. So it would be him, Michael. Yeah.
Oof. Do you have a posture that I've been trying to get away from using the word goal, a posture that you're working on and super interested in right now that you're kind of working towards?
Yes, a chaturanga, just bending my elbows and doing that push-up. I can't.
Oh, you will. You will. But it is.
You're the best.
It's so tough to get a good chaturanga.
My little arms, they just like.
I know.
It's so hard. And but I'm trying to fire them. Jolynn is threatening to take me to the gym and do the weights and everything. So I just have to take her up on it. Again, takes me years to say yes.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it'll come. It'll come. Chaturanga is just one of those things. I used to hate it. Like if I took a class and they were saying chaturanga like more than twice, I was like, get me out of here. Yeah. But now it's no biggie. So little by little, it'll come. It'll come. Do you have a book you would recommend?
Right now, I'm reading the Tibetan Book of the Dead, but for beginners.
Okay.
Which is a really beautiful Buddhist way to guide people through death, but it's also the way to guide people death of the ego, death of the soul, death of literally death, like okay. So that you can be reborn. So it's like the Bardo's, the levels of hell, the level, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and heaven and reaching samadhi. So it's sort of, I would say that it's literally the Tibetan Book of the Dead for dummies.
Mm-hmm.
Because I tried reading the big Tibetan Book of the Dead and, I just fell right asleep. But then I got this little black one. It's a little black one and it's called, it's so good. It's so awesome.
Okay. Wow. I'll have to check that out. Thanks for the recommendation.
Really, really good. Yeah.
All right. So my final question, and it does not have to be one word answers, but we're just going to close with this one. If you could tell someone that has yet to start a practice, or has yet to really give yoga a try, one thing, what would it be?
I guess it would depend on where that person was in their life, but I would say that because a lot of people that I try to get to yoga don't want what yoga has to offer. They don't know they want it. So I would say, maybe I would say that. I would say you don't know what you're going to get, but just come anyway. Like whatever it is you think, it's going to be 180 degrees different.
Totally. Yeah, it's the truth.
So if you're looking for freedom, you might find yourself in prison. If you're looking for, like you might, because it's going to be hard, And I would just say, come, challenge yourself, and be open to dropping any expectations or any just drop any ideas that you have about yoga, and just come have a good time with yourself,
Yeah. Oh gosh, that's so true. And that was very true for my journey. I was like, I'm just going to detox. I'm going to detox and get a workout before this audition tomorrow. And then here I am 15 years later. And I'm like, wow.
What am I still doing here? It was one audition I was getting ready for. What
I don't even remember. I just wanted to look skinny. And then here you are. It's amazing how those tiny adventures sometimes can just take you down this whole new path of life.
Totally.
So well, thank you so much for your time today, Jeannie. This was really a dream
thank
come true
you,
for
Tori,
me today.
So much.
Yeah, it was so fun to just chat with you, and I can't wait to share this with everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, Tori. Thank you so much for everything you do for us down here in Athens. Thank you.
Well, to many more, as much as I can, always.
Okay. Thanks for the platform, too. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I love, love, loved my chat with Jeannie, and I hope you did too. If you receive nothing else from this conversation, I hope you take away that it's never too late for you. You can always begin again, try something new, and work for something more in your yoga practice and in your life. I'm extremely grateful to have a chance to sit down with everyone that's participated in the podcast so far. To me, time is everything. So having someone take the time to share their experience with all of us, it's invaluable. Next week, I look forward to sharing another great chat with you in the hopes to inspire you to keep your practice going. Why? Because your practice matters to you and to everyone you come in contact with. Until then, I look forward to the day I get a chance to meet you on your mat. You still around? Great, because if you haven't taken my 10-day yoga challenge yet, you should get on that. It's completely free and a great way to uplevel your practice, gain strength, increase flexibility, and feel a new sense of balance. Go to meetmeonyourmat.yoga to sign up or click the link in the show notes. And if you're ready to step up your practice with me, now is the time. The new student special is 10 days of unlimited yoga for just $20. You'll have access to my daily live stream classes, 24 on-demand classes to take whenever is most convenient to you, and my tutorial library to help you get the most out of your practice. Just go to the show notes to grab your new student special or go to the website at meetmeonyourmat.yoga and click on shop in the menu. It's the perfect time to begin something new. So get to it.